This is episode number 2022 of the Who Cares News for Friday, July 30th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Time for the Who Cares News with Morgan. What's going on?
Well, your girl, ScarJo, she's suing Mickey Mouse. How do you feel about that,
Oh, wait a minute. I thought she worked for Mickey Mouse. She's suing Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
What, for harassment? What's she suing Mickey Mouse for?
No,
she
never.
Like Bob Chapek's Chrome Dome? What's the deal?
All right, so she's suing Disney, claiming that her contract was breached when the studio released Black Widow on its Disney Plus, you know, the streaming service.
Yeah.
At the same time, it hit movie theaters.
Oh, I think that's a bad call.
So the suit claims that releasing the film on Disney Plus will keep Scarlett from earning her full paycheck based on points.
I think that's a bad call.
What's a bad call?
Her even doing this. One, she just cooked her goose. By pissing off Disney. You don't sue your boss and expect to work there anymore, do you? Sequel Land's done now for her. In fact, if they continue with this character, though, if you know how Endgame worked, this character kind of had a limited lifespan in the prequel area. Anyway, look, box office diluted because of the pandemic.
Right.
Nobody's going to the movies.
Right.
Half the movie theaters aren't open. They went out of business. So I don't know what she was thinking. Every Marvel movie makes about $1 billion worldwide.
Yes.
And I guarantee you that's what was in her head whenever she made this movie 3 years ago.
Sure.
I get it. Then it sat in the can, sat on the shelf, and then when things started opening up, Disney even waited and waited and waited for the opportune moment to launch this film because it cost them a ton of money.
So the question I have is, if they had never released it at the same time...
As Disney Plus?
Yes.
Would it have made more money?
Theater?
No.
You don't think so?
No. No, those people weren't going to the theater anyway.
Well, when it was on Disney Plus, they didn't have to. But they would have waited to watch it on Disney Plus.
They would have waited to watch it on Disney Plus. And it wasn't like it was free on Disney Plus.
Right.
Each person that's been watching it on Disney Plus, even till this day, is paying $30 a spin.
Not each person.
Each account.
Each account.
$30 for one viewing.
You may have 30 people.
One viewing.
Yes.
You can't watch it for a month. You don't own it. You get to stream it once.
Okay.
And you got it 24 hours from the time you order it to watch it. So I think it's minuscule, and she's splitting hairs that she could make more money. The problem is, here's a movie that flopped. It's the first Marvel movie to flop.
All right, so Disney hit back. They said there
was... Oh, they did already? That was quick.
The mouse roars.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't be messing with it. Don't be messing with the mixers.
Oh, all my right. God.
They said there is no merit to the claim and added that it is especially sad and distressing.
Distressing.
And it's callous disregard for the horrific and prolonged global effects of the COVID-19
pandemic. Oh, Disney,
I think
that was uncalled for, calling it callous. I think that's uncalled for.
Well, we haven't read everything.
I'm shocked.
Maybe it was callous.
I'm shocked that, like, a manager didn't get on the phone with some lawyers and they didn't try and duke this out before they went public with it.
Well, it's too late now.
It's too late now. Because she'll never work there again. She may never work anywhere again. This is big. This is big. A Hollywood star going like, hey, it's your fault that my movie didn't make any money. No, your movie didn't make any money because nobody wanted to see it.
Well, then this is TBD. David Letterman's late show segment, Stupid Pet Tricks.
Oh,
remember that?
Yes, I do. I love that.
Well, my husband told me I did a stupid pet trick one time, so that's, you know.
That you did a stupid pet trick?
Yeah, in front of a bunch of people. Anyway, so it's being turned into a half-hour series on TBS.
Oh.
And Sarah Silverman will host.
Oh, so not
and
David Letterman.
It'll also have surprise celebrity guests. So now each episode, it will have pets performing impressive tricks in front of a live audience.
Of course.
There will also be surprise celebrity guests, comedy bits.
Yeah.
And games.
And games, because you're going to have pets
games.
On.
So now Sarah said, and they quote, the rule in show business is never work with animals or children But I choose to work with David Letterman anyway. So our production starts later this year.
So I remember one pet trick, stupid pet trick, where a pit bull bowled and got a strike of pins. Yeah. There was a bunch of them. There was like ones that played frisbee blindfolded and climbed ladders and jumped rope and just all kinds of stuff, mostly dogs. There were other pets on there, those are the ones that were really trainable, were the dogs.
Dogs are trainable.
I kind of miss the stupid pet tricks. Did he do that on the CBS show too? I think he gave that up after the NBC show.
I think so.
I don't remember.
Not the one to ask, though.
I didn't watch a lot of Letterman. No. Oh, no, I seen something online. He did do it on the CBS show because here he's gray-headed. He wasn't gray-headed. A guy that wore a toupee.
Yeah.
And could have had his hair color any damn color he wanted. But, man, when he got older, it's like, why not? We'll get a gray one.
Well, when you get older, you have to be careful also of what color your hair is. Because if there's not any gray, it's suspicious.
Well, I get that. I mean, I used to watch this. It was one of those
like Gene Simmons.
Well, Gene Simmons is Gene Simmons. Elvis Presley dyed his hair. Give me a break. From the time he was like 12.
He didn't live past his 40s.
Yeah, but he dyed his hair. Jet
black.
He
wasn't gray.
He wasn't jet black either.
Well, so
unless
what?
He put it on his head.
It's when you get gray. If you're in your 50s or 60s and you're dyeing your hair a solid color other than...
I've seen that.
No, it's just odd.
I've seen that. It is odd. And yes, Barry Gibb, for one, looks a little weird with the red hair. But it is weird. Yeah, it's weird.
It is weird.
Yeah. I mean, I don't dye my hair.
I know. And I'm proud to say I dye mine because
I've
been going gray since I was 17.
Should I dye my hair?
You know what?
What?
Oh, it's horrible.
What?
My daughters just say, thanks, Mom. Because they have gray hair and they're, not even, they're younger.
Yeah.
Not younger, but they're young.
Yeah.
Who has some gray hair?
Ah, see, your genes.
Oh.
Your bad genes. Look at you.
What did I do?
You did nothing.
Oh,
you
had, but I did.
Somebody passed it to you and you pass it to them. That's the way it goes. You know who probably colors her hair, and I don't care, is Halle Berry.
Of course she colors her hair.
Because she looks great. She looks excellent. As a matter of fact, some of that hair she has probably isn't hers. It's probably weaves.
It's probably
some of that longer hair is weaves
and
extensions
and stuff.
And things like that.
You don't even try anymore.
I don't. It's all right. It's Friday. I'm already checked out.
I can tell.
More Who Cares on Monday. Have a good weekend, and
that's all the news you care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.